A possible solution for one form of water pollution is moving out of the lab and into the field. For Harvest Public Media, Fred Knapp looks at a development that could revive some unused wells and save some towns a lot of money.
In a nondescript off-white room on the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's Innovation Campus, Paul Black shows off what looks like a series of water-filled glass hamster tubes in brilliant red, fuchsia, and green hues.
What we're testing here is wavelength. We're testing a combination of red light, blue and red together, and then plain white light. So what we're trying to do is maximize growth.
Black is growing algae, the slimy green stuff found in ponds, fed by runoff of nitrogen fertilizer from farm fields and other sources. Black chairs UNL's biochemistry department and is a founding member of Vestal W2O, a company that's trying to use algae to remove excess nitrates from water.
What's happened over the 100-plus years of putting nitrogen fertilizer on our fields is that the 40-50% of the nitrogen that was not taken up by the plants now ultimately leaches down into the groundwater.
Too much nitrate in the water can cause problems like difficulty conceiving and blue baby syndrome. The Environmental Protection Agency has set a limit on nitrates in drinking water of 10 parts per million. Black says passing nitrate-polluted water through algae and adding carbon dioxide under the right lighting for photosynthesis can solve the problem.
We can start out with 100 parts per million or 200 parts per million of nitrate, and over a 4 to 5 day period, we can bring it down to less than one.
Black's been experimenting at laboratory scale, first with a tenth of a liter of water, now up to 500 liters. Starting next spring, the experiment will move to thousands of liters at a time. The company signed an agreement with the city of Hickman in southeast Nebraska to build a greenhouse and process water from a well where the water exceeds EPA limits. City Administrator Silas Clark says the city had to stop using that well and shift to other sources, including deeper wells where iron and manganese have to be removed from the water.
If we could get to a point of putting this well back in service, we know there's good water under there, but it is in fact high in nitrates. So I think it could be good for the city of Hickman and could be good for the municipal water supplies across the state.
Vestal founder Vern Powers says the hope is to start in Hickman next spring and expand from there.
We've got a whole lot of cities that I'm kind of holding at bay because I want to get 3 or 4 of these working bulletproof and then address the other ones.
Black says using algae could cost only 5 to 10% as much as the conventional technology of reverse osmosis to treat nitrate pollution. And he says there's a big potential market for the technology, which competitors in other states are working on as well.
You look at the maps, you know, Nebraska's the epicenter of the nitrates in the water in the Midwest.
And he says nitrate pollution causes problems downstream as well.
Take a look at the alluvial plain and the dead zone in the Mississippi Delta. When is that most problematic? It's after fertilizer application in the fields, because it all gets in now to the surface water and moves downstream.
Black says the biggest hurdle is money. So far, his company's gotten about $3 million from the federal government and $400,000 from the state, in addition to more than $600,000 Powers has put into the project. Powers says the research could cost up to $10 million, but they're prepared for that. Black says the second biggest hurdle is making sure the process that works in the lab still works on the scale that will be required to treat a city's water.
We continue to scale because we need to get to a point where we can get it to a point of saying, well, let's try 1,000 gallons per minute, or let's try 5,000 gallons per minute. Do we have gushers that are going to work that good? Or are we going to hit a brick wall? And at the end of the day, we don't know till we try.
But Black says he's optimistic based on how the research has progressed using larger and larger volumes of water.
It just gets better. So as we scale up further, I have no doubt that we're going to see this in a highly productive way.
Sometime next year, after the snow melts, people will be able to see if that holds true for the next stage of the project. Fred Knapp, Harvest Public Media.